So, I want to start these testimonials to make clear it is not about me here, it is about Jesus Christ, that it's all about, and being with Him all our lives. I'm here because of the infinite kindness of God and His mercifulness for us, the people from here. When I think about my life up to now, I realize the presence of our Lord in every moment of my life. Since I was a child, I was taught to pray to God, and for this I thank to my parents from the bottom of my heart. Baptized in the Orthodox religion since I was little, I've always felt God in churches or monasteries, or in other words, in places for collective prayer to God. But I've never frequented regularly the church, sometimes not even for Christmas or for Easter. But I always knew that He was watching me with all love. Only I didn't know how big and profound was this love of God. Or maybe nobody knew a way to explain to me how much our Lord loved us, or maybe I didn't have ears to hear it. I went on paths far away from Jesus, and sometime maybe in the opposite direction. There were moments when I wished so much to have been taught since I was a child about God's kindness, belief, mercy and willing. Now looking back, if I could change something, I believe I wouldn't change even a second of my life, because all those seconds brought me here. I know that my sins were too many before God, but I didn't know until recently that Jesus' blood washes all our sins away, and I considered myself lost. Anyway, He didn't leave me for a second, and everything I wished for in time I had it. Once I saw pictures of a paraglider took while he was flying about 1,000 meters high. Then I said to myself, oh my Lord, how I wish I could feel this sensation for free flying at that high. After not many years, I flew with the paraglider up there alone. I thanked Him for listening to that thought and making this hidden wish come true. Yes, it's good and necessary to pray, and always God will give you, and always God will give us more and better than what we ask for. But He, our beloved Lord, had such a big kindness as He listened to our thought. And if our thought is not against His willing, and if He sees that we really want something, He will give it to us with complete love. But in that period, I was living without that hope that God puts in our heart, the hope in a future life. But what a wonder! With His mercy for hopelessness, I can today to an assuredness. In the 19th, passing through a very difficult period financially and spiritually, I had a dream which I believe was the beginning of the change in my life. Arriving at the hostel, I was met by the landlord, a young couple of Christians. The landlord told me that he knew who I am, and he knew the difficulties I was going through, and he would give me money to help. Then I said to him that if he knew indeed all of this, then he should have known that I would not take money. Then with the most beautiful and understanding smile, he said he knew that as well, and the present for me in the dream was a Bible. After a short time, I brought a Bible from the monastery and I started to read. From that I remember from that period, I think I read it all, but I understood almost nothing. I read it without asking myself or somebody else to ask me, do you understand what you read? Slowly I realized how the life of a Christian should be, but much more I understood it like how the Jewish people understood before the coming of Jesus. That is, I started to understand how the thoughts, words and acts of a Christian should be, except the personal relation with God, that relation like between a parent and a child. As life is like an undulating path with ups and downs, so is my life. It comes back to a normal path, and until the next descent, I keep in my heart what I understood about the life of a human loved by God, the life of a Christian. And even thinking it would be too much weight on my shoulder, I was right. Not us with our power can carry this life. All this is given by the love, grace and kindness of God, but by the sacrifice of His Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus, and by the work of the Holy Spirit. But inevitably, my life started to slip down on a descending path at the beginning of 2009, when I had to come to work in England, leaving Anna, my wife, at home with a baby girl, Anka, only 1 month old. God was calling me home. His plan was that on the chair beside me, a young Christian would sit with whom I would even live in a field on a strawberry farm. I was very pleasantly surprised to see how a young 20 years old can have such a flawless life before God and before people. A man who before knowing God was sometimes very violent and never afraid of God, of what he told me, now he was completely changed. He bore many questions from me and I was surprised to see that he had an answer for most of the questions, and even more, the clearest answer were read from the Bible. I've been a very great trial from Yonel, this Christian, where for the first time I've seen practicing the life of a Christian like I had in my mind for a while. Then I've seen that one can live like this, and not just that, but one can be happy in most circumstances and can be loved by the people around and also by God. I met a man from God's family, a child of Him. He didn't stay too much there because the crop wasn't very rich that year and because there were 2,000 workers at that farm. We were earning even £30 per week only. I can say that his coming here didn't have any financial advantage, but the plan of God would be another one reading regarding this travel. Leaving home, a wife and a little girl of few months old, it was hard for him to stay away from them. And when asking God what to do, he received the answer to go home. He left, and going home was a lot better because he found immediately a job according to his qualification. It's a job where he works even now, and before coming to England, he didn't find it. Thanks God, he didn't find it before. Then I realized that I wasn't that bad to step on dead bodies and feel good in this life, but I was neither good enough to have a good life in a future one. Without making a decision concerning my life, I was only to lose. There weren't many options, so I didn't need much time to think. In that moment, there on the field, in that mud and heavy smell, where I arrived from 1,000 meters high from those wonderful flags given by God, there and then I repented for all the sins and bad things I've done in my life. For all the wrongdoings and bad thoughts I had, I ask for forgiveness to wonderful God, the God of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, the God of the armies. I ask forgiveness for the Father and Son and the Holy Spirit, and I offer my life, I offer my soul and all what I am to Jesus Christ, because only through Him I understood that we can have the salvation, the light and the eternal life. Shortly, by God's will, I could transfer myself to another farm in Scotland, where I meet extraordinary people and where I started to feel human. From then, I started to send money home for my family's living, because until then, I was asking them for money to be able to live here. But even at more, the money from the car was about to end, and I don't know how he could have managed without this miracle. There I started to see God's hand and to feel that God puts in my mind the wish to know Him. I downloaded the Bible from the internet in audio format and I started to listen, because the jobs allowed me to use the headphones, and it was a pleasure for me to listen to the Word of God at work and also during my long walks on the beach in the evening. I did so. When I was listening to the Old Testament, only my body was picking strawberry. I was in the garden with Adam, and I was watching Jesus teaching Adam what love is and how he was given hands to care and to love. I was with Father Abraham on the mountain when he showed a strong faith in God, bringing to sacrifice his most beloved and waited son Isaac. And I was with the young David when, with the help of God, he could defeat the worthy enemy Goliath. But I was also beside a sad God because of the wrongdoings of the mankind. God showed me all his work from the old times. Then I was crying happy tears for Jesus' birth. I've been with him when he was preaching. I enjoyed every miracle and I was happy for every soul returning to God. I saddened it because not many understood that they were living history days which every Christian would have felt honored to live. Then I was happy for the first man who didn't talk even one single bad or word or wrong word. I was happy because I saw that it was possible. But because of this, I saddened much more when he was convicted to death without saying one single wrong word. Even more without doing even one single word wrongdoing. But the biggest happiness was for the news of rising from the grave when Lord Jesus went with two apostles on the way, explaining to them that this was the Father's plan from the old times, before the creation of the universe. By this sacrifice we were forgiven and called God's children. Every day I was seeing God's work and his wonders made before me there in Scotland. And I can give you an example where I can see the strong hand of God. When I was picking strawberries with a very bad back pain, one morning the field manager stopped me and said he had another job for me. From that day I've been team leader without having to pick strawberries anymore. From 150 people, he knew longer and better than he knew me. He chose me, a stranger for him. After listening to the Bible, I felt I needed to listen to sermons to understand better the Word. This is how I started to listen to the sermons of Richard Wurmbrand, who one Sunday went walking on the street towards the church, intending to preach about Job's patience. He was kidnapped by the security and no one knew anything about him for a few years. After 14 years spent in the jails from Romania for his belief in Lord Jesus, he went to that church and he preached about Job's patience, but only after his patience was tested by God. Slowly I discovered that what I felt in my soul. This man was putting in words, and God guided my steps to this church, where I meet people who felt exactly what I did. And it's a happiness and honor for me to live beside these people from this church and beside all Christians saved by Lord Jesus Christ's sacrifice, to be part of God families. The wonders which I see now in my life, I don't see them with my eyes, but with another sense which God gave it to me to see. When I started to see these miracles everywhere, I believed even more each word of God, and I started to stop worrying for my living here. And when I started to search for the holiness and clearness of God, His presence started to flow, spiritually and materially. Search for your Lord and His holiness and all basic needs you will have. And you will have even more than here on earth, according to the truth of His word. I thank you, merciful Father from heavens, for all this discovery. I thank you for all your work, from which I know only a tiny little part, but I realize that it is perfect and nothing can be added. Thank you because with your kindness you gave us such a holy and good Savior after your word said by the prophets. May it be that all your children to be one body with our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.